Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and I'm super excited to spend my Wednesday with you. And as always, we get to have somebody from Santa Rosa County come and give us an update and let us know what's going on, how things are going. And today we have Joe Zerchowski in studio, and he's going to talk to us. You are a wildfire mitigation specialist.
Correct.
And so, are we entering into wildfire season, or are we getting out of it? Is it always wildfire season?
Yeah, actually, Jenna, we're hitting the peak of Florida's wildfire season.
Oh.
April, May, it starts in March, late March, goes through June, would be the peak. But wildfire season in Florida is 12 months out of the year. Just based on our fuels and our weather, there's never a time we can't encounter a wildfire.
Okay, so what makes us in our climate more prone and vulnerable to wildfires?
It's our environment. It is the plants that are naturally here are what we call fire dependent. There's some species of plants and some ecosystems that are fire tolerant. They're okay with fire. They don't mind it so much. But a lot of our area is fire dependent in that they have to have fire in order to survive. Certain pine cones have to be heated to a certain temperature in order to release their seeds. Different plants that will grow after a lack of fire are taken out totally by fire. And then your natural plants, wiregrass and some of the shrubs, will come back and actually return it to a more natural state than it was without the fire. A lot of our native species contain a lot of resins and oils that are highly flammable. You look at yaupon holly, a lot of your palm species, and even the pine trees all have resins or chemicals inside them that are highly flammable. Turpentine, highly flammable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes from pine trees.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So when you combine all of that stuff, you get a volatile environment. It has to have fire in order to thrive, but it is highly susceptible and readily available to burn. So it's really a delicate balance that we have to kind of toe that line.
Right, and that's why we have specialists for it. Okay, so let's talk about, I've had this discussion with friends of mine. In fact, they live out in the Pacific Northwest, and we've talked about how, you know, we have controlled burns, and they do too.
I do.
And so I've also talked to, and my friends, they have a lot of friends who are against the controlled burns. They believe it's unsafe for the environment. They believe that it could be a potential threat for a wildfire. And people are probably on both sides. Like, and then they're the people who just don't know. Why do we do that, right? Drive up Scenic Highway and we look over, you know, towards like Garcon Point Bridge area. We're like, why are they burning stuff, you know? And when I first moved here, I was like that. I didn't grow up in controlled burn areas or anything like that.
Right.
And so I was like, what is happening? And so why not, like, for people who just aren't sure, or don't understand the process of that, why is it necessary?
It goes back to that first answer. There are species and natural habitats that have to have fire in our area in order to not just thrive, but even survive. In order to maintain a natural Florida, you have to utilize prescribed fire.
I like that, prescribed fire.
Well, it is. It's a terminology that's been adapted, I'd say, in the last 15 to 20 years, because it is a prescription. You have to do it in a safe manner. You have to, you don't just set a fire and let it run downwind and let it eat everything in its path. You burn against the wind, so it goes slowly. It gets what we call a more consumption. It burns the fuels on the ground and mid-story so that it knocks that that competing vegetation down so the natural stuff can thrive. The natural vegetation wants the fire, needs the fire in order to propagate. And it is a prescription because we write documents that state how it will be conducted, what sort of equipment we have to have on, what our desired results are, just like a doctor prescribes whatever physical therapy you may need or medication you need. We are writing a prescription for forest lands in order to maintain their health.
Right. Okay.
And
excellent.
In the Northwest, it's very similar. Some of my favorite wildfires that I've been on have been in the Pacific Northwest, Southwest Oregon, Washington State, and our agency, the Florida Forest Service. Once our rains come in July, August, September, and our fires have died down a little bit, we go and help our partners out west. So it's no big deal for me to spend all summer out west.
I bet you enjoy that. The weather.
Bend, Oregon, Medford. It's
so
amazing.
Nice.
But then you also have the real possibility of having to go to like Bakersfield, California, which is not the best weather you're ever going to have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really brown, really gross.
But I love that you guys are like a band of brothers and sisters fighting fires. That's awesome. Yeah. And it's not just like, you know, I don't think that people, when they think of first responders, they think of y'all all the time, but you're a part of it because we've seen, what was it? Was it last year with the fire in, was it in California? And it just kept burning and burning. And it was like people were stuck in their houses. It might have been the year before last. And
it's every year in California.
And it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So it's a huge deal. Hey, just a reminder, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, hanging out with Joe Zerchowski from Santa Rosa County. He is a wildfire mitigation specialist. If you have a question or you want to chime in, say good morning, 437-1620. I do see you actually saying good morning. Hello there. I love seeing y'all. Happy Wednesday. So when it comes to just starting a controlled burn, right, that prescribed burn, what is the process in that? There has to be gear, there has to be guidelines. Like you said, you write an entire report on it.
Right. Yeah. First and foremost, in the state of Florida, in order to burn any sort of acreage, you have to get an authorization through the Florida Forest Service. We're the regulatory body, so you call us up. You've never done this before, but you kind of know what you're doing. We'll send one of our forest rangers out. They sort of look around your property, make sure you've got proper fire breaks. They'll look over your plan, make sure it's good, like you're not going absolutely crazy. Give you a little bit of pointers, whatnot. And then, you know, with a certain amount of knowledge, not just everybody off the street can go light a fire and do it safely. You know, it can be done incredibly safely and incredibly effective. For us as an agency, we are charged with, here in Blackwater, we're charged with the largest state forest in Florida. Blackwater River State Forest is over 214,000 acres. It's the largest
big,
one.
Yeah.
It's one of the oldest ones in the state. And so we burn anywhere from 40,000 to 70,000 acres a year.
Wow.
Between our two counties, Santa Rosa and Okaloosa. So there's a lot that goes into it for us. We're required, you know, heavy equipment. We have established fire lines. Sometimes we're able to use the creeks, rivers, streams.
Okay, so a fire line. I want to tap on that. What is a fire line?
A fire line is any sort of, I'll say, structure, for lack of a better term, that can reasonably be expected to hold the fire in place, whether that's a dirt road, a paved road, a river. You know, fire, it can back up to the river and it's not going to spot over it. But a lot of times on property, you take a tractor, a bulldozer, whatever the case may be, put the plow in the ground and just clear it to bare mineral soil around the field that you want to burn or something like that along the fence line. To simplify it, you take it down to dirt because dirt don't burn.
That's okay. Oh, that's good to remember. So people can... I am learning something so much. You can see all my light bulbs going off over here. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. And I just want to remind you, please feel free to chime into the conversation. We're going to chat more with Joe from Santa Rosa County when we come back. Let's take a quick break, and we'll chat more after these messages.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Hi, this is Anna Lee Leonard with Mainstay Financial. Every day someone tells me I don't have a plan for my money. You might have done a great job of accumulating wealth, but preserving it, using it, passing it on in a tax-efficient manner doesn't happen by accident. Mainstay Financial is your GPS on the road of financial security, so your money will be around for you and your children and your children's children. Visit us at mainstaypensacola.com or call me at 437-3127.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roof Max.
Hello, I'm calling about your roof tune-up and Roof Max treatment.
Okay, we offer a free video inspection of your roof, then perform maintenance and apply Roof Max treatment.
What is Roof Max?
Roof Max is 100% environmentally safe spray treatment that penetrates your older, brittle shingles and restores value closer to those of new shingles, all at a fraction of the cost of replacement. If you have an aging roof, don't spend a lot of money on a replacement. Get more life for less money. Guaranteed with Roof Max. Call today at 850-207-9287.
The Pensacola Chamber Pace Awards, the Symphony's Russian Spectacular, and Habitat for Humanity's Food Truck Festival. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we're hanging out with Joe Zurchowski today. We're really excited, though, because, you know, forest fires and wildfires and controlled burns and all those things, you know, we live in an area where we can kind of burn things, right? We have freedoms here that a lot of other places don't. When I grew up in New Jersey, you weren't allowed to have fire pits.
Really?
Yeah, no, no. Mm. And I remember... I don't know if I should tell you this, but I guess I just started. When my husband and I were dating, we got like some kind of fire pit that we had found, and we were like, let's roast some marshmallows and hot dogs on it out in the yard. And sure enough, our neighbor was like, it's illegal and we're going to call the police on you. And so I was like, oh, okay, gonna put that one out, you know. But when we live here, we have a fire pit in our backyard. We love it. We use it often. But it's also really important to follow rules. What are some, let's talk about that real quick, because we're coming up on outdoor weather season.
Yes.
So what are some things people need to be mindful of and thinking about so we don't have possible wildfires happen just from negligence.
Right. Well, and actually, I'm glad you brought that word up, because negligence is one of the leading causes of wildfires in our areas. People burning stuff, escaped debris burns is what we call them. And there's a huge breakdown of the different categories. But ultimately, statewide and locally, 30 to 40% of our wildfires are caused by people burning stuff. Mostly backyard yard debris. You know, you trim the trees up, you rake the leaves, you set it on fire, you go in, you get, it's doing everything it's supposed to do. You go inside, quote unquote, just for a minute to get a drink. You come back outside and it's gone. You know, it's gotten into the field, it's gotten into the neighbor's fence, whatever the case may be. So there are things that you can do as a homeowner, as a neighbor, as a landowner. And the first thing goes back to the fire lines. You know, clear an area around your fire pit down to bare mineral soil. If it's a recreational fire pit in the backyard, put some rock around it, you know, so when the little embers do hop out, maybe your grass is dry, the sprinkler system's not working, whatever the case may be, it lands in the rocks, it lands in the dirt, it doesn't start the grass on fire, you don't notice it, now the chase lounge is gone. But also keep a charged water hose handy.
Right.
Keep a shovel nearby in case it does escape. You know, it's very easy to stop a fire immediately. It's when it's been going for a couple of minutes and it's a little bit bigger of an area than you can handle solo. A water hose works wonders, just your regular old garden hose. Keep that nearby. Keep your brush piles small. Anything less than 8 feet in diameter doesn't need an authorization for the Florida Forest Service as long as you meet the setbacks, which are pretty simple. As long as you're 25 feet away from any outbuildings, sheds, or structures like that, 25 feet away from the wood lines, 25 feet away from your house, 150 feet away from your neighbor's house, and 50 feet away from paved roads, you can burn legally anywhere that it's allowed. The city of Pensacola does have restrictions. You're not allowed to burn within city limits. But in Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, you're good to go on that stuff. Check, some HOAs do have prohibitions on that. So, you know, that's a different thing.
Always read the fine print.
It is. You know, and first and foremost, really, though, is even if you think you've got a handle on it, go ahead and call 911. It's very important to get those resources in route before it really becomes an issue. The sooner our people can get to stopping a fire, the smaller it will be. You know, we don't mind being called to a fire and halfway to it, get told by dispatch that we can cancel, we can go back to station. We would rather get halfway there and not be needed than wait 30 minutes and now it's really out of control. We're, you know, now we're dealing with a much larger issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the burning of trees and shrubs and wildlife. You're talking also people with land that live next to other people with land, or if we have more rural areas too, I feel like, especially North Santa Rosa County, right? And so you do see people burning things more. If if I'm out there and I'm driving around and going to my family's house, or if I'm out there for work, I see people burning things. But you see a lot of people who have done this forever, know how to follow the guidelines, but it's really important to take a look and just know that what you're doing, like you said with the garden hose. I have a very firm rule: if we are going to do a fire pit, the garden hose has to be right next to, just in case.
It's just a safety measure.
Have
you ever needed it?
No, but when we were finished with the fire one time, we didn't let it burn out. We were like exhausted. We did put it out with the hose. I was like, all right, I'm done for the day.
Exactly. That's another big thing, is a lot of people, they don't see the flame, so they figure the fire's out. They go inside for the evening, they're done doing what they're going to do. Well, in our area, no matter where you're at, you're going to get a shift in the winds in the afternoon and the evening. The sea breeze kicks in, so everything's changed. Maybe the wind picks up a little bit, those embers rekindle, push out of your fire pit. You know, now you've got an issue. So always hose it out, drown it. If you've got the shovel nearby, stir it up. Just put the fire out. It's an extra 5 minutes, but it's a measure of safety that really is immeasurable.
Yeah, I do the double check right before, like, I'm about to go to bed. I'm like, let me see. Yep, you're good. Hey, I do want to ask you, we've had a lot of rain, and it looks like there's more coming on Saturday. Why on Saturday? Why? Mother Nature. I know. Yeah. But so do people need to be worried less because of all the rain with wildfires? Are they like, oh, no, we're good?
a lot of people do get lulled into that sort of sense of, well, it's rained every day since I think January or something like that. It feels like it. But actually, look outside right now. The wind is blowing. The sun is shining. Those fine fuels, the grasses that are out there, are ready to burn. Mm-hmm. Because it's spring, because we're in the peak of wildfire season, everything's growing. What does it take for plants to grow other than sunshine? It takes water. So they're sucking up all that moisture at an extremely rapid rate. It actually, we're not on any specifically high level of fire danger, but we are pre-positioning crews today because of the wind, because of the couple of days of drying.
Yeah, just and in because case of negligence, right?
Yeah, just in case something breaks loose, right. We want to be in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely.
So yeah, people still need to consider that because it compounds things. We're in that spring season. Things are growing. The plants are more receptive to burning now than they are at the rest of the year. But also with all this rain, our primary firefighting tool is a 20-ton bulldozer. With all this rain, it makes the ground very soft, very moist. It's very difficult to operate that bulldozer, you know, so it compounds that problem. We can get stuck. The fire gets away. We need to call in more tractors. So, yeah, it makes the job a little bit harder.
All right. Such good information. Thank you so much for that. All right. We're going to take another quick break before we wrap up here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensation on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pensacola Expert Panel with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your renter's insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Great. As a minimalist, I need simple insurance.
Nice place. No furniture?
Nothing sparked joy, except for this fruit bowl.
Well, with Liberty Mutual, you only pay for what you need, so there's that.
I mean, look. So beautiful. So empty again.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
We're back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joe Zerchowski from Santa Rosa County. He's been here. He is a wildlife mitigation specialist, but excuse me, wildfire. I didn't mean that.
Sorry.
All right. So listen, before we wrap up, we're running out of time really fast. Give everybody some information in case they need to get those burn permits.
Sure. If you want to call in and get a burn authorization, area code 850-957-5700. If you want more information on how you can protect your home and your neighbors' homes from the threat of wildfire, visit floridaforestservice.com.